Sports this hour being brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply. It's a Thursday. I shut my microphone off. Why would I do that?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today, gang?
Good.
Good.
All right. Julie Chad.
Are we on? Are our mics on?
Yeah, your mics are on. Thanks. This is my first day on the job here. Thursday morning. You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Julie's joining us this morning. And James, of course, in the seat across from me.
He has a
As
seat.
Always.
I don't. I'm standing.
Not
What's
always.
Up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got here first.
You got here first.
Okay. Those are the rules.
I'll remember that.
Yeah. New rules. If you get Those here first, rules. You get the seat. Yeah. We only have one. That's all we can afford. So that's all we got.
Guess I'll go thrifting.
Mm-hmm. 1876. Wild Bill Hickok married Agnes Thatcher in Cheyenne.
Wow.
On this date. I'm sure it was a show from Wild Bill.
You know, there's controversy over where he's buried. That's a whole other show.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A lot of controversy where he's at.
Well, they don't know where he's at.
Right. That's a whole other show.
Yeah,
though.
That's not his wedding.
Yeah.
Kind of a downer, isn't it?
Almost the exact opposite.
Yeah.
So that, you want to know who was born on this date that is no longer with us? The inventor of the slide rule. William Oughtred.
I don't know what a slide rule is, do you?
Yay,
William.
I caught in on the end of the slide rule, and everybody out there that knows what I'm talking about, it's like, I remember that.
It's not the abacus thing.
I'll have to give you Google up a picture.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
I know you guys haven't. It was the old slide rule. I thought it was extremely difficult to figure out, but I was on the tail end of it, and then I didn't have to worry about it. 1658 explorer Antoine de La Mothe Cadillac founded Detroit in 1658.
Wow. Mm.
Wonder if they named this vehicle after
him. Yeah.
Cadillac? I would think so.
Yeah.
Just named the town after
him. It would be an odd coincidence.
Yeah.
That would be odd. William Steinway Pianos was born on this date, 1836. And water treatment founder Emmett Culligan was born on this date.
Cool.
In 1893. I thought I'd add a little flair adding some of these people that were born such a long time ago. So if you share a birthday with them, there you go. Today's Marcia Warfield, Night Court. You remember that show?
Mm-mm.
Wow, you
I
guys.
Remember
okay.
Night Court, but not that person.
I'm going to head to the old folks' home. His 72, Marcia.
Night Court is funny, yeah.
Yes.
They rebooted it, a new one.
Penn and Teller is 71 today. On 1770, the Boston Massacre takes place when British soldiers taunted by a crowd of colonists open fire.
Wow.
1770.
That was today?
That was today in 1770. 1845, Congress appropriates $30,000 to ship camels to the United States.
Wonder why.
I don't think they're still around.
I have read that, Julie. I just can't remember what it was. They just wanted to introduce them over here and get
it
them over
work.
Here. And, look what happened.
Yeah.
Cheese Doodle Day. Do you know what Cheese Doodle is?
This is that canned.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The canned cheese.
Ooh, really?
You spray.
Oh,
it's like cheese whiz.
Well, spray
cheese whiz.
Not
okay.
Well, I mean, it's like whipped cream. Like that sort of bottle.
Crackers and
cheese in a tin can.
That's what the genuine Philly cheesesteaks are made of.
Every once in a while, I get a weird craving for that cheese in a can.
Really?
I can't explain
cheese in a can?
I do.
Really?
A Triscuit in it.
That cheese is the worst. That is the worst cheese ever.
I don't know why.
I don't even believe it's cheese. I think it's plastic.
It's not.
Oh, it's, yeah.
I think it's fake plastic. Yeah,
if they have any cheese in there, it's probably about 5%.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's,
I want to look at the ingredients of that.
My strange addiction.
Yeah.
Cheese in a can. Oh, man.
Good for camping.
Okay. Well, I suppose.
Sure.
Multiple personality day today, Julie. Your other personality likes cheese in a can. It is name tag day.
Okay.
Why?
Get your name tag. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just is. Potty dance day. I remember that training the kids, don't you?
Oh.
The old potty dance.
I haven't done that yet.
You haven't done that yet. Okay. Well, that's what is going.
Plus, I did it personally, and again, I wasn't aware.
Why?
Yeah.
Potty dance?
Yeah. Why a day for that? Sorry. Okay.
I don't know.
No, it seemed like it's a weird pick. I can wrap my mind around.
Yeah.
You ready for some trivia?
Sure.
I got a lot of trivia today. Oh, before we get to trivia, Julie, it is Thursday, and of course it is Hot Buys Day, but mm-hmm. we have changed things around, and James and Julie head up our our auction online marketplace.
So Thursdays are buy it now, so it's no longer a bidding on the online marketplace. So you can hop on there and see something you like. You can buy it right away.
Right.
We're bidding or anything like that. Just buy.
Just buy. Yeah.
50% off.
We've got Sheridan Feed and Seed. We got Basic Instinct, Krav Maga on there. We got Mirror Mirror Salon and Spa, The Story Store, Buffalo Storage. We've got the Bighorn Y, Big Horny. It's correctly spelled there. So we got just a few of those. You can buy it now. So hurry.
Yeah, get on there and buy it now.
Okay, so buy it now. Okay, trivia today. How long is the Tour de France bicycle race?
It's a lap of France. So however big that is.
130 miles. I don't know.
More than that.
They do it over the course of 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh. So I literally, it's.
Wow. I bet I could beat those guys.
I think it's, it's close to 1,000 miles, isn't
it? It's 2,500.
2,500 miles?
That is unbelievable.
That was way off.
I mean, it's literally Tour de France is lap of France. So
I didn't know it took that long.
Yeah.
It's literally going around the country.
They do. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
That is a crazy race. Okay. Snowflakes have what geometrical shape?
Hexagon.
Sure. I don't know.
Wow, good one.
Hexagon?
Yeah. I wouldn't have got that.
No.
What national landmark is held together not by mortar, but by gravity and friction?
This is U.S. Smart. National landmark?
Yeah.
Gravity and
friction. We talked about this monument recently, James.
I have no idea.
I was going to say the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
What?
Though the building is often called the world's tallest freestanding masonry structure because no mortar or concrete was used, it doesn't qualify as masonry.
Wow.
Wow. Hmm. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. What product, still in demand today, did Grey Poupon Company begin producing in 1777, and it wasn't in a tin can.
It was a Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz.
Mustard?
Yes.
Right?
Dijon mustard. Okay. What animal's tongue can extend 2 feet beyond its mouth?
Sloth.
Giraffe.
No, not sloth. Anteater.
Yes.
Anteater.
Anteater. Yeah. Good one. Right.
That's what I meant.
Wow, 2 feet. 5 years after Columbus, the British launched their first expedition to the North American mainland in 1497. Who commanded that?
Oof. No idea.
Yeah.
English name.
John. That doesn't help.
It's
all right. John Cabot.
Technically, we all have English names.
Yeah.
Never would have got that. John Cabot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, no one knows.
I showed up for history class that day.
Well, no one really cares if you're second. Yeah.
You know. That's true, James. Nobody cares if you're second.
Good old John Cabot, 1497.
Yeah. Nobody's writing little jingles about you there, John Cabot. Yeah.
No jingles. Born in 1943, he studied at Cambridge University, trained as a lawyer, played football for Real Madrid, won the 1968 Spanish Song Festival, and became one of the popular singers in the world.
Wow. Born in 1943? Played for Real Madrid?
1943.
I know who it is, but I'm messing it up with Enrique Iglesias.
Yes. Julio Iglesias. Oh, yes.
That's right.
I didn't know it.
Good guess. Wow.
Is that his father? Maybe or something?
I don't know.
I have no idea either.
What do you mean? Is it
Enrique Iglesias' father?
Oh, Enrique. I don't know. FCC commission requires that all radio stations' call letters in this country have 3 to 4 letters.
United States.
Right. And begin with 2 letters. What are the letters?
K.
K.
Obviously.
Right.
What's the other one?
W.
Okay. Now, what's the line?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Between the difference between the K stations and the W stations?
AM Equator. And FM?
Nope. Equator. No, wait.
Everything.
Continental divide.
East of the Mississippi.
Oh.
Okay. Everything east of the Mississippi is W. And everything west of the Mississippi is K.
Interesting.
Okay. One of the world's greatest athletes, Olympic winner, known for her outlandish running clothes. She had an unfortunate, unexpected death in 1998. Who was it?
Wow, I don't know.
No idea.
Oh, she was.
I should know that.
She was unbelievable. Florence Griffith Joyner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
When they say one of the world's greatest, yeah, world's greatest. One of the world's greatest athletes, yeah. Identifying the 1992 best-selling self-help book with a heavenly name written by John Gray. What was the title? 1992, self-help
book.
Women
are from Venus, men are from Mars.
Yes, men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Is there money on this today?
Yeah, no kidding.
You're scoring. Okay, most sports fans agree that the four greatest are the Irish, French, English, and Kentucky. The greatest what?
Horse races? Derbies?
Wow. Hey.
Horse derbies?
Wow, yeah. James. Good one. I mean,
Kentucky kind of stuck out there.
Nice one.
I was going to say soccer.
I'm
but
a little disappointed. You didn't get in on that one, Julie. What color eggs do owls lay?
Blue.
Speckled?
Blue?
Yeah. Ostriches lay blue eggs.
They do?
Robins lay blue, right?
You're pretty sure on that.
I'm pretty positive.
I don't know.
White.
Oh, all right.
Is that a color?
I thought it was a trick question.
Eggs. The owls do white eggs because protection in the snow.
Mm.
Okay. Ansel Adams helped which national park gain popularity by his breathtaking photos of
Yosemite. Yosemite.
Yes. Mm. Very good. Which planet is the shortest day of any planet in the solar system? It's only like less than 2 hours.
Mercury.
Nope.
Pluto.
Jupiter.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I thought smaller.
It's always spinning. Yeah, it's spinning really fast.
Yep. Well, member of the cabbage family somewhat resembles broccoli. Member of the cabbage
cauliflower,
family.
Cauliflower, I guess.
Yes.
Hey.
James making a comeback here.
Something right. You won't know you eat cauliflower.
Don't be so surprised, okay? I'll right. Sneak in here.
Oh, I'm not
again.
Surprised. Yeah. Oh, good one, James. He's coming back. I should have kept score. I should have kept score.
Shouldn't have kept score. No, bad idea.
We don't need to do that.
Kate.
Clear winner over here.
What are the two? No competition here. What are the two oldest stadiums currently hosting Major League Baseball games?
Oldest one is Wrigley or Fenway. Red
you
Sox.
You got them both.
Okay.
Which one's
oldest?
Oldest, 1912.
Fenway.
Yes.
Okay.
Good one.
Go east to west, usually.
Yep. Good one. All right. Another one for James.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that one was a...
I didn't have it.
Yeah.
Although I did think Wrigley. I didn't think of Fenway.
Wrigley, I think, is Wrigley's second, obviously.
Okay. What was the name of Gene Autry's horse?
Trigger?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No idea. You're asking us to guess names again.
Champion.
Gallop.
Champion the Wonder Horse.
Oh. Yeah.
No idea.
I think... Top-selling Christmas toy, 1984. It was a game.
Furby. Oh.
84?
Yeah, 1984.
Like a board game?
A video game.
Or a video game.
Pong.
Yeah. Board game.
Nope. 1984?
Connect Four.
Pursuit.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's what we're doing
pursuit.
Today.
I like Trivial Pursuit.
Just kind of wraps it up.
Yeah. And finally this morning... The campy late 70s disco group called the Village People had three top hits. What were they?
Well, YMCA.
Okay.
I'm bad with these.
I don't know.
In the Navy.
Oh, In the Navy. Yeah, God, I forgot about that one.
Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So there you go. And guess what we're going to end on today?
Macho Man. YMCA.
There you go. In tribute to the Village People. Have an awesome day. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Thanks, James. Mm-hmm. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.
I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town. There's no need to
place you can